The New Testament reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. You can find this on page 1009 of the Church Bible. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. One day as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had stripped them of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for the lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds, and he and his entire family were baptized. Without delay, he brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, it's the tradition here at Parkwood that on Music Appreciation Sunday there is no sermon. Maybe another way to say it is that on Music Appreciation Sunday, we proclaim the word in song. But when I saw that one of the lectionary texts assigned for today was the one that I just read in Acts, I thought that I at least must do a short reflection or meditation. It was either that or do a solo for special music, and Lorinda kind of coaxed me into the meditation. But what possibly could cause someone to pray and sing hymns to God in such a circumstance? Paul and Silas have had a rough day. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had stripped them of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing praises to God. There they are in prison after what they've gone through, and they still find it in themselves to pray and offer singing to God. I've not physically been in jail or prison, and not many of us here have. For those who have, I would imagine that this is even a more surprising scene. But even though we might not have found ourselves in an actual prison, how many of us find ourselves in a more symbolic prison? Do you ever feel like you're living in the prison of a struggle for meaning in life in today's world? Maybe it's the prison of a troubled relationship, or the prison of a bad habit, or an addiction. The prison of expectations, maybe your own or those of somebody close to you, that you just can't seem to live up to. And when we find ourselves there, are we able to pray and sing praises to God? Look what happened when Paul and Silas sing and pray. There's an earthquake and the doors and chains of the prison are opened and broken. We should not underestimate the power of prayer and singing for inviting the power of God into our lives. And maybe singing and music is a good metaphor for the power of God in our lives. How could we make our whole life into a song for the glory of God? What would it sound like for you? Is it an anthem? An old hymn? An old African American spiritual? Is it a newer praise song? Maybe Gregorian chant, or maybe even a rap? How have you chosen to sing your response to God's blessings in your life? But it's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? If we could dig within ourselves and find the ability to sing sometimes, we might not feel trapped in a prison to begin with. And that's why we share our musical gifts together, as we do today. Whether it's the choir, or the spirit team, or congregational singing, or bells, it is singing and making music together. That is why the Christian life also is to be lived together. When we feel trapped and can't bring ourselves to sing or to pray, there is somebody right beside us, somebody else there to help us, to sing a little bit louder and to carry us along. The Lord works through them to encourage us. And when we are in a spot where we can sense God's presence a little more easily, He works through us to help our suffering brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen.